Okay, Devin, how old were you when you first picked up a softball?
I started playing t-ball first, and I liked it, but it was mostly because I saw my two older brothers play baseball, and I enjoyed it, but I put it down, and once I saw them continue to play baseball, I kind of saw my love grow for it again, and I kind of want to try it myself. So when I tried it again, my dad and my mom were like, "Hey, why don't we try softball?" And from AU, I think I was about 8 turning 9, and I haven't looked back since, and I've loved every second of playing softball, and yeah, it's been a journey.
I know your commitment to Arizona was a later decision, at least in the world of softball. How did the door finally open for you here?
So the rule fell on me my sophomore year, and I was actually looking at other schools, and I think that rule fell on me for a reason, and I'm really, really happy that it did because I wouldn't have found Arizona. And I remember when I actually stepped foot on campus, it was around the same time that my brother committed, and my mom had told me, she was like, "Hey, why don't you look at Arizona, after Dawson committed?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, like why not?" So I did, and I went to a camp here, and I saw the coaching style and the way that the girls practice and the way the girls played the game, and I knew that that was something that I wanted to be a part of. And I remember I told the coaches that I wanted to bring back a national championship here, and sure enough, they said, "Hey, we want to bring back a national championship as well. So why not come and join our team?" And we haven't looked back since, and it's been a really fun 5 years.
From the College World Series, your freshman and then your sophomore year as well, to then a breakout season your junior year. Could you run us through quickly just your first 3 years here at Arizona?
So my freshman year, I basically was able to learn from the fifth year seniors at the time because that's when COVID occurred, and I actually wasn't supposed to play with that senior class, and I'm thankful that I did because I learned a lot, and I was actually able to pick their brains a lot about the game and just how far they've come and what they've known and just what the sport has taught them at this level. And that was probably the best year that I've had, just being able to learn from some of the best of the best, because we had quite a few All-Americans on that team, and especially in that class. But we were able to go to the World Series and take Coach Kendrea to his, not only for his last year, but to his final World Series, and that was really cool. But I probably say that was a learning year for me, and I was able to be in some key moments, and I was glad I was able to contribute. So that was a fun year. But then jumping to my sophomore year, I was just gonna go all in, and that's what I did. And I got pushed around a lot, and that was something that I really needed going into my junior year. But we still made it to the World Series my sophomore year, and not only did it feel good just to do it, I guess as a pitcher, but also just see the girls that watched those fifth year seniors do it, and we got to do it ourselves as well, so it was awesome. And we also got to do it as Coach Kate. This was her first year as the head coach of Arizona softball, so it was really fun to take her there, her first year. But going into my junior year, I was able to hit, and that was something that was all new to me, being a two-way player. And I went all in, and I got pushed around a lot too. And it was a big learning year for me as well. And I kind of poured my heart into it, and I kind of felt a lot of emotions in that year. And I probably say those first 3 years here were very crucial to where I am now, and something that I've learned a lot from. And being just a pitcher only my first 2 years, and then coming around and being able to hit as well has been a really, really cool opportunity. So,
Yeah, and then gearing up for your senior season, you injured your back. Was there a moment that something just felt off to you?
I remember in September, I went down for back squat, and I thought I was fine, and I had done back squat all summer long, and going into the fall, I told myself that, you know what, this is my senior year. Like I said before, in my first 3 years, I'm gonna go all out. This is my last year. We're gonna go all in. And I was training hard in the fall, and I went down for a back squat, and I was fine. And then I did an overhead lift, and that's when I felt everything in my back kind of spasm and go. And it didn't feel right because I remember I felt that feeling a while ago before, and it wasn't a good feeling because it took me out for quite a while. And this time I just couldn't shake it. So I spent the entire year rehabbing it, going through physical therapy, and sure enough, the summer going into my fifth year, that's when I was finally able to recover. But I probably say that was a really hard year. It took a lot out of me, but it took a lot of support, a lot of motivation, and I think it was a year that I really needed to absolutely find myself, but also find the player that this team, Team 51, needed me to be. So
What did you learn about yourself being sidelined that season?
I learned, I think coming off of my junior year, I was someone who I was very hard-headed. I was a player that was just going absolutely all in, and I was kind of the player that no one could really talk to or, kind of like get through to me. And that's also just the way I play the game. I play the game hard. I compete as hard as I can as well, and I try to, give my team and give myself 110% on and off the field. But I remember when I actually had to sit out, and I actually had to take the time to heal my injury. I learned a lot about myself and the fact that I need to be the player and the kind of leader that people can talk to, that they can rely on, but the kind of leader that my teammates can confide in, but also that they can look up to. And I wanted to be not only an example on the field, but off the field as well. And that was the biggest thing, is that I needed to be a voice of reason for them. And that's exactly what I learned, is that even when people are watching, and especially when no one's watching, people do are always looking to you. So that's something that I had to learn the hard way. But we made it. We made it to my 5th year, so it's been fun. It's been a long ride, but yeah.
I heard you say a couple times that there were moments that you felt like you weren't totally sure if you were going to be able to come back and play again. How did you push through those doubts and those fears?
I definitely have to tip my cap to my parents, because every time that I had a flare up, I just was kind of beside myself, and I didn't know if I was ever going to pick up the ball again or if I was going to swing the bat again. And that was something that was really hard to put into perspective, because this is something that this sport has given me everything, and it's something that I've poured my heart into, and it's something that I love to do. And every time I had a flare up, I just kind of doubted my power and, how much I could actually give back after this injury. And I have to tip my cap to my parents, like I said, because they were the people who were, I guess, the strongholds in my life as well. And also, it took a lot of prayer and determination to, come back and just to look past those flare-ups and know that, you know what, that's just something that I have to get used to. It's going to be a new normal. And here I am today, and I haven't had a flare-up since. So praise Jesus. But yeah.
For a while there, I know you were rehabbing and you were hopeful that you might make it back for this season, but then come January, almost February, when it was go time to make that decision, you decided to ultimately medically redshirt. How hard of a decision was that to make?
Yeah, so I did physical therapy in December of my true senior year, and I took the whole month. It was from Thanksgiving to winter break, and I was fine the first 2.5 weeks. I didn't know if I was able to play that season because I still felt pain, and I wasn't sure if I was fully healed or not. And I ended up coming off of that last week and a half of that month of December, and I was actually able to actually be pain free, and I was able to actually throw a ball, swing a bat a little bit. And so that was something that I was actually able to do. And so when I came back in January, I was very timid, and that's something that I kind of noticed about myself. And as a softball player and just growing up and playing this game, I've never been a timid player. So that was something that I noticed, and I was like, you know what, this isn't the kind of year that I want to remember. Is, you know what, I was only 50% for my team. I was only 60% for my team. But I ended up having a flare up, I think mid-January, when we were gearing up for season. And I told my coach, hey, Kate, I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to make it this season because I'm still having flare ups. And also, just my mindset going into it just wasn't something that I knew that my team didn't need. So it was a hard decision to say no, because every single time I stepped on the field as a red shirt, it was really hard not to put myself in that uniform and go. But it was a hard decision, just because I knew that it wasn't 100% fully Devin Nitz.
No, that makes total sense because most athletes, you don't have a decision a lot of the times that you're sidelined. And so having a choice like that to make, I can't imagine how hard that is. But then this summer, as you're working your way back and you're rehabbing, what came first for you, hitting or pitching?
Hitting. I had to hit first, and I thought hitting was something that was actually going to flare it up again. And I was very, how do I say it? I was very scared to go into hitting at first, because I was like, this rotation is like so much torque on my back. I'm not sure if I'm able to do this. And all the training that we did was all medicine ball work, which is, med ball slams, all that stuff. So I was like, if I'm able to throw a ball this hard against a wall, why could I not, hit a ball, just as hard, just as far, And I remember when I was doing that, it kind of like that method of training kind of related strictly back to hitting. And we not only did all that work, when we were working out and doing physical therapy, but I was actually able to hit with my physical therapist, and we worked a lot, not only off a tee, but we went very slowly from tee work for a good like 3 to 4 weeks. Then we went to soft toss, and then we went to front toss, and it was something that took a very long time, but we had to take a lot of baby steps. But I probably hit tee and front toss for a solid 6 weeks before I actually was able to hit, velocity. And that was something that I didn't take for granted, because I really did miss hitting, if anything, because I don't know, being someone that always hits, I've never said no to anyone taking my bat away. So that was something that was cool to see, is that not only am I a pitcher, but being able to have my bat come back but first was actually really cool.
Yeah, and then first came back this spring, first appearance at the plate, and you blast a home run. What was that moment like for you?
Definitely something that I missed out on, honestly, especially hitting home runs here is like no other. Like Rita is amazing, and just the atmosphere here is awesome. But I really can't tell you the emotions with that. I just honestly tried to find a good pitch to hit and just hit it hard, like I always try to do. And I just connected well with those pitches that game, and it was really cool. But I think it was something that I worked really hard for, and that being able to put that uniform back on and never take each moment for granted in that uniform was something that I kind of came off that game and I was like, wow, like we're back, like let's do it, let's have a fun year. So it was really fun to be in that moment, and not only just be in the moment, but just have that be my first game back. So it was really cool.
Yeah, no, I think so many athletes, when you are injured, you really remember that moment of putting on your uniform again or dressing out or running out of the tunnel. Was there a moment like that for you?
I think I had that moment in the fall when we played our fall ball games. And I remember I looked in the mirror and I saw, our uniform went white with red. And I just saw the Arizona across my chest. And I was like, wow, this has been a long time coming. And it's something that, like I said, it's easy to get caught up in, oh, we have another game, another weekend. But when you go through an injury like that and you don't really understand until you're actually in that moment of how grueling injuries really are. When I looked in the mirror and I saw, Arizona across my chest, it was something that I never wanted to lose that feeling again. And it was something that I really cherished. And I just kind of took a moment just to take it in, because it's something that I worked hard for, and it's something that took a lot of determination and motivation just to come back from.
This season has been packed full of highlights for you, from pitching the perfect game to your 17 plus home runs to receiving the AUSL golden ticket. Could you have envisioned a season like this for yourself to go out on?
No, I just honestly wanted to come back and just play this game. That's all I really wanted for this. Basically, just out of this year is just to come back and have fun. And I think good things happen when you have fun, and good things happen when you just play the game hard and you just compete. And, my head coach always says, if you play the game the right way, the game will respect you as well. And that's just something that she always tells us pretty much, I feel like every weekend she does, but truly, this game will give back to you if you respect it and you're able to just really cherish the moments that it gives you. And honestly, I just looked into my 5th year as, this is my last year in a place that I love with the people that I love. And I just want to go out and see how far we can go. And hopefully it's holding up that number one at the end of the year. But yeah, it was definitely really cool.
I know you've touched on it today, but what does softball mean to you?
Softball has given me so many opportunities. It's taught me so many life lessons, and especially on this field right now, it's taught me a bunch of life lessons. And the sport of softball means to me, I don't think I can really put it into perspective, but I would just say that ever since I was 8 or 9 years old playing this game and until now, I still feel like the same little girl, and I still feel like really grateful and thankful for not only, my parents, but also just the coaches that have really seen my love for the game and wanted to help me grow that love and that passion, and just to see where the game of softball is taking me. But softball is pretty much everything. It's been everything for me, and it's been really good to me. So,
Yeah, what do you want your teammates or even the 10-year-olds, the younger girls playing softball, to take away from your story?
I'd probably say, don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't be, because that's something that I work really hard with all my coaches, even my dad, is just to be the kind of player that I wanted to be, that I aspire to be. And if you want to hit, and if you want to pitch, and if you want to play first base, or you want to play the outfield, wherever you want to play, you can do it. And that's something that I think is super important, is that it's really easy to get caught up in, you know what, pitchers are just pitchers, and hitters are position players. But quite honestly, if you put your mind to it, you can be anything you want to be. And that's something that not only have my parents instilled in me, but also my coaches. And that's something that they've allowed me the opportunity to pursue both sides of the ball. And it's been really fun.